I think all of us would consider a sad announcement. And as you know, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, every business in America has been affected, and we are no exception. You've seen it throughout media business. You've seen it with St. Louis businesses throughout the course of the last several weeks. Even this week, we saw several organizations that had to make drastic changes, and Hubbard Radio here in St. Louis is no exception. We are as victimized as anybody by the pandemic, so changes are afoot here at 101 ESPN. Dan Betlock, who has been our board operator here for many months, is no longer with our company. And Bernie Miklas is no longer with Hubbard Radio St. Louis or 101 ESPN. So we've got some changes, and working backward, this will be my last day in the Fast Lane. It was 11 years and 4 months ago today that we started the Fast Lane with myself and Bob Ramsey and DeMarco Farr, and it's the longest I've ever had a job in radio. It's the longest I've ever had a job doing one show. And so this will be my last day in the Fast Lane. But the Fast Lane's in great hands because Ronge and BT are going to be here. And Anthony Stalter is going to join them for the afternoon drive show for the Fast Lane for the foreseeable future. And Meat is going to continue to be the producer of the Fast Lane. The midday show with Anthony moving to the Fast Lane will be Brandon Kiley and Jamie Rivers. So it'll be BK and Rivers rather than Stalter and Rivers. And I will be moving to the morning with Michelle Smallman and Tommy Freeze. Pops will still be our producer there. So starting Monday, our lineup will be Carriker and Smallman, and then Dan McLaughlin will join us, and he'll have an hour show between 10 and 11 every single day, and so it'll be great to have Danny Mac here, heard often here on 101 ESPN, more than he's already being heard. Then from 11 to 3, BK and Jamie Rivers, and then Anthony, BT, and Ronge in the Fast Lane, fellas.
That's a lot to unpack there, Randy. That is a lot. Yeah. And the obviously, you hit on the most poignant point right off the top, that a lot of lives are changing. That is 20 people within our Hubbard cluster here in St. Louis whose lives drastically changed today. And we've got hundreds of people probably listening where that has been the case in their lives, where it's been uprooted. So we feel for them first and foremost. And Randy, I got to be honest, I'm going to miss you, my man, because I came on to this show, 7 years ago as a fill-in. And you and DeFar treated me like I was family right off the bat. And I've appreciated that. I've learned so much. And it's going to be weird not hearing you, dude.
Well, you just tune in at 7 every morning.
Oh, yeah, right. It's
I mean, Randy. Randy, of all places to go, why so early in the morning?
Well,
why do you have to do this to us?
I hate the circumstances. I've known Bernie Miklas for 35 years, since he came here to cover the football Cardinals in 1985, and we have literally done shows now at three different stations. We were together at KMOX, we were together at 1380, and we were together here, and we've done numerous podcasts, and we spent a lot of time together, and we share very similar views in life, and not just in sports, but in life. So I hate this day for that reason, but again, it's part of what the world is dealing with, and I defy anybody, any adult out there, to find somebody who hasn't been affected by the pandemic, and that's how our world is. And so the decision was made by management, and so it'll be us in the morning, and I can't be happier for Anthony. One thing I'm really happy about, guys, is that in a market, not a market, in a business where a lot of times stations will go out and grab a guy off another station or grab a guy from another town, we're going to have three former producers co-hosting shows. Michelle was a producer of Bernie's show and of The Fast Lane. BK has been producing Stalter and Rivers, and before that, he produced Kevin Wheeler's show here. And then Anthony, who was a producer of The Fast Lane, is going to be hosting for you guys. So I love working for a company that promotes from within, and those people all are really deserving of their opportunities.